What about the future, if any? I was really surprised to even hear about this, of combining a TKI and chemo. And there's a couple of trials out there that look pretty promising. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, this is strikingly a hot area, you know, and these trials have been occurring on the periphery, and people haven't been talking about them too much. You know, one of the big trials came from Japan, one of the other big trials came from India, but both of these trials have shown that adding chemotherapy to TKI as initial treatment can improve progression-free survival, and there's evidence that improves overall survival. You know, I think the data that we have are markedly different. So the Indian trial, the overall survival is less than 2 years for the combination arm. But the Japanese trial, the overall survival is approaching 5 years for patients who got the combination of erlotinib plus chemotherapy. So I think we have a lot to learn, and there are ongoing trials that are beginning to look at this worldwide. And I think it's an exciting area. Now, you know, one of the appeals of TKI is that, you know, when a patient is diagnosed, then we can give them pill-based therapy and they can do well without systemic chemotherapy. But I think we're also beginning to see that this has its limits in terms of effectiveness. And if we can, you know, combine approaches, as we learned long ago in lymphoma and leukemia, if you combine drugs with different mechanisms of action, you can improve outcomes for our patients. So I think we're conceptually based on that. And I think this is an exciting time where we begin to combine things. Now, most of this TKI plus chemo data isn't with osimertinib, the ones that are published and available. So it's a little bit harder to know how that all fits into common practice today. But in terms of designing trials, it really gives a path forward for how we design the next generation of trials with osimertinib.